Well, probably one of the biggest stories, certainly closing out 2025, was the whole conversation about data center projects. And we've gotten all kinds of pushback, and we think that that's going to be what's going to be discussed certainly throughout 2026 as well. No one better to talk to than the CEO of Aucom Technologies as we welcome back Brent Yax. Brent, happy New Year. Nice to have you here.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
We have a lot of people that may agree we need data centers, may agree that the additional jobs and the additional technological power that we'll get from those data centers are all good, but they all also seem to fight it. Not in my backyard, kind of. It's like if they're all for wind power, they certainly they don't want the windmills in their backyard. You know what I'm saying. Can you liken this situation to anything else in history?
Well, you know, it's similar to, you know, think about when Amazon was expanding and they were trying to put distribution warehouses everywhere. We had the same fight. People want them, but they don't want them in my backyard. Think of the same thing in farms where you have roll-ups and these mega farms that get created. People don't want that in their backyard. So we see it over and over again when it gets to this huge scale type projects.
So here we are. And do you see a break in the acceptance level, or do you see this as being a real problem for anybody who wants to be opening an AI data center?
Well, I can tell you I'm kind of keeping an eye on what's happening in Saline, because they did have this kind of closed door settlement to allow the project to sort of move forward. Of course, it's still being fought there. But they did put in some interesting requirements, which is keep the sound levels really low, make sure that the lighting is not too much after dark. You know, all these things that I think everyone wants. So we'll see if there's a lot of pushback still now that that's on the table.
And the amount of power that they're going to use, the amount of water that they need, all of those things come into play. And people, rightfully so, need to be reassured that that's not going to affect their current quality of living.
And unfortunately, I mean, I don't think the track record bodes well for the data centers. You know, in other places where they've built these out, we have seen an impact in cost of utilities. We've seen a negative impact on water pressure. So, I mean, that's a real conversation, and we need some regulation around that. Otherwise, people are accurate. There will be an impact.
And do any of these people who are coming in and trying to buy land and work deals out, sometimes quietly, to be able to put in a data center, are any of them addressing these very real problems that you just mentioned, Brett Yax, and that I brought up?
Yeah, so, I mean, they addressed it in Saline. So we know that when they had fought the zoning and then they went to appeals court, the settlement basically addressed a number of those items. We also know that there's a couple delays right now in a few townships where they're looking at what this possible impact could be. So they can try to put some of those clauses in any of the proposals or contracts that they take. So they are addressing them. We'll just see how good they're addressing them.
So who stands to benefit? I mean, overall, it would be argued we all stand to benefit with great data center usage, certainly anybody who sells their land. But who else tends to benefit from these kinds of plans?
There is a short-term benefit in the area in which they're building some of the centers. So they will employ 100 to 200 skilled trade people. So HVAC repair, electricians, construction, all these high-skilled trades that'll come in and actually build the facilities for a couple of years. So there's short-term impact there. And then a long-term impact of 30 or 40 people that are going to work the facilities. But other than that, it's questionable as to what the real long-term impact is. Besides the general, it's nice that the U.S. can add compute and we can be a main player from an AI standpoint.
Well, that's what we're hoping. That's what the president already says we are, but we sometimes see indications otherwise. Are there situations like the one in Ann Arbor where the University of Michigan is moving forward on a land purchase for a facility with Las Alamos, the National Laboratory? Are there things like that where there's partnerships where people might be very open to what U of M wants to do, but not so open to what if just Los Alamos National Laboratory stepped up and wanted to do this?
Yeah, and we'll see if there's more of those. The interesting one about Ann Arbor is that they took sort of a grant to be able to accelerate the progress of this, but now because of the, you know, anti-data center stance we're seeing in Southeast Michigan, they're actually fighting to pull that $100 million back. So I'm not sure how well that one's going to move if there's a big fight there, but I do see a lot of local partnerships like that. The U of M one's not even about AI. It's about mostly governmental work and data storage. So we'll see what happens with that, but it is interesting to see they're fighting on that one now too.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, Brent. Most of us don't understand what these things are for. And what you just said, we don't understand that and the difference between that and a hyperscale data center that people are looking for. I see a list here of some of the other biggest data center projects on the table in Michigan include Project Cannoli. The Irvine, California-based Panattoni Development Company planning to develop a 1 gigawatt data center on 180 acres in Wayne County's Van Buren Township. Southfield, Los Angeles-based Metroblox LLC plans a $1.5 billion, 100,000-square-foot, 100-megawatt data center in Southfield. 32-mile technical campus, San Francisco-based company. I mean, the list goes on and on. And are they just coming here to cherry-pick because we still have what would be considered cheap land that they can't get where they usually are, where they're, most of these guys are out on the West Coast?
Well, there's a few reasons that I think they're coming here. You know, one is the fact that we do have infrastructure here. You know, keep in mind, these aren't the first data centers that are being built here. You know, back in my previous life, I designed some and retrofitted a number in Southfield, built a few in Troy. So we've had them for a long time. So we have infrastructure. But we also have cold temperature that can offset some cooling. We also have access to water, which really helps in these large-scale data centers to cool. So there's a number of resources here that we have that a lot of places can't compete with.
Well, and no one could blame us. In fact, we very well should fight to protect this idea that we have some of the most fresh water in the world around Michigan, and we need to fight for that and protect it best we can. And I don't blame people for being concerned about that being cut into by all these data centers.
I agree, and that's why I like what's happening in Saline with some of the, you know, restrictions they put in place. What you're talking about is what we call evaporative cooling, and it just wastes a ton of water. So in Saline, they basically came out and said, we're not going to allow that to a certain percentage, and that's aimed at helping prevent the, you know, abundant use of that water.
So is somebody working, I would presume, on a way to show us how evaporative cooling can recapture some of that and use it again?
Well, there is that. So a number of people are making some advancements on how do you collect that. Normally, it just gets spread back out into the atmosphere, so there's not a very clear picture of what we saved. But there are also other technologies like closed-loop systems where you use much less water to still cool. And what we have in Michigan, which is great, is because a number of seasons it's really cold, we can use the environment to help chill as well. So we have advantages here that hopefully reduce the need for all that water.
All right, quick summary. Brent Yak, CEO of Aucom Technologies. What else should we look for in 2026?
It's all going to be about, you know, how the big project in Saline, which is the OpenAI Stargate project, it's going to be how that actually moves through, if there's more fighting on it, or if they can put together some great regulations that give us a way to move forward on some of these other projects.
All right. Well, we will depend on you from time to time to get more information like this. I hope your business is going well at Aucom.
It is, and thank you very much.
Brent Yaks, the CEO of Aucom Technologies, a number of AI data center projects planned for 2026. There's been pushback from multiple communities, but we're watching the ones that might happen and see if we can learn a little something about how they can happen and how they can operate without causing us a bunch of trouble, that we can actually benefit from these centers. That's, I guess, the bottom line. We've got another hour to go. We're going to go out to Las Vegas and speak to Guy Gordon at the Consumer Electronics Show coming up.